Whether it's losing a loved one or a job, facing foreclosure or serious illness, people need courage to face what life throws in their path on a daily basis. To explore what courage is and how it can help people transform their lives, Nina Lesowitz and Mary Beth Sammons interviewed dozens of courageous people from all walks of life across the globe. They share their findings in a new book, The Courage Companion. Mary Beth Sammons knows exactly how it feels when challenges in life arise unexpectedly and all at once.
I was employed full-time as a vice president at a company, and our company was sold. So I lost the stability of a full-time job. I also lost my father, and so it was a sad moment. And I also have three children. And so all those things together, you know, are something you have to just keep on going. So I feel like I had no choice but to find the courage to just get up and keep going and find something new.
Among the new things Sammons found was a job working for an inner-city school in Chicago, Illinois. There, she says, she was inspired by a courageous African-American grandmother. For years, Lucille Jackson has been battling against the gangs and extreme violence in her community to provide hope for her 17-year-old grandson.
She has lost everything. You know, she has seen three of her children die of cancer or be killed in this dangerous neighborhood. And yet she is determined that her grandson, Michael, will beat the odds and will be the first person in the family that will graduate from high school.
Lucille Jackson is one of dozens of courageous people profiled in The Courage Companion, How to Live Life with True Power, which Sammons co-authored with her friend Nina Lesowitz. The book also includes the story of Rommel Joseph, the blind Haitian violinist who captured worldwide attention after last year's earthquake destroyed his music school in Port-au-Prince.
The man was trapped inside for 17 hours. You know, his wife actually died. She was trapped in the building as well, and she did not get out. And he kept himself alive by singing the music that he loved so much in his head, playing it over and over. And when he got out, he was injured, and he went to a hospital, and he's back in Haiti trying to rebuild his school.
Some people were profiled in The Courage Companion for their fight against injustice, despite threats, harassment, and violence in places like South Africa, Nepal, and Iran. Others, Sammons says, were able to rise above their personal misfortune and help others. Amanda Congan, a writer in San Francisco, California, is an example. When her boyfriend committed suicide a few years ago, she decided to do what she could to prevent similar tragedies.
There have been some organizations that I've connected with. The first one is Challenge Day. They're based here in Concord, California. And they go into high schools and do day-long sessions with kids to get to the bottom of the bullying and the teasing and issues that are happening with kids, whether it's high-pressured schools or what's happening in kids' families. It was something that I was just naturally drawn to before I knew that it was going to be some of my best suicide prevention work.
Helping others was also the best way for Maddie Oden to help herself. When her daughter died after being given a drug to induce labor, Oden began to speak out against the risks of medical intervention and the use of certain drugs during childbirth.
I don't know. Something inside of me just said this was not going to happen to anyone else. And I proceeded to do what I do, which is form a nonprofit organization that's educational for pregnant women to empower them around the issues of childbirth and pregnancy.
In The Courage Companion, we also meet Lieutenant Heidi Kraft, who served as a clinical psychologist in the U.S. Navy. She told Mary Beth Sammons that courage is not the lack of fear, but rather the ability to face it. When Kraft was deployed to Iraq in 2004, her twin son and daughter were only 15 months old.
There was an actual real possibility I'd never see their second birthday. And as a mother, I sort of panicked. I almost remember feeling frozen, kind of with fear. I had to put that away. I had to take my feelings as a mother and just move them to a place I couldn't touch and focus on being a provider and an officer and a friend. The roles that were required of me at that moment. I knew my patients needed me. I knew my people needed me.
Kraft wrote about her experience in a book titled Rule Number 2, Lessons I Learned in a Combat Hospital. She says dangerous situations are not all bad. they often transform one's life.
I learned so much from our 19 and 20 and 21-year-olds that we ask to do so much for our country, and the loyalty they have for one another and for their mission, even in the face of injury and fear, it changed everything for me. I know for a fact I grew as a psychologist and as a mother, as an officer, as a wife and a friend and a woman. I think it's given me a perspective on what's important in almost every phase of my life.
Courage Companion co-author Mary Beth Sammons says the conclusion she and Nina Lesowitz came to after interviewing Kraft and so many others is that courage means different things in different situations. But, as she notes in her book, it remains the true power we need to live a full life, make a difference, and pursue our dreams. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.